opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign minds. Whoop 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 whoop.
I don't know about that noise.
Hey boy, we're back again. It's Sunday.
yeah. You can take that many ways.
10, 11, 20. It is October 11th, 2020, and we're in the studio once again. Here seems like it never ends. We got. What did I have on the election day? We have 23 days, 9 hours, 53 minutes, and 2-1 seconds. I don't know if anybody else is, but I'm getting fatigued over this crap. I guess I need another shot of energy or B12 or something. But I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and she's an unstoppable force of nature, the endless ball of energy, the immovable object, and who does all the heavy lifting. Once again, my sister Linda the Blank.
Good morning. Good morning to David, and good morning to Travis in there.
I'm gonna let go a little bit on the introductions. The kid that rocks around the clock faster than a spinning internet connects more power than a high speed download. Cyber Dave Johnson.
What is going on? Good morning, everybody.
I haven't written up anything for
video
Travis,
man.
Anything for Travis yet, but yeah, Captain Video. But he's our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all around great guy.
I'm still living off last week's.
he's living on love. I think there's a song. Also we have in the studio, we have Patty Smith, who works with the Election Integrity Project, is a true patriot, has been around for as long as I can remember, doing the same thing we're doing, is trying to turn the country around and save America from, Marxist, communist, totalitarian system takeover. What do you say? Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patty.
Yep. If we don't stop it, we're screwed.
Yeah, it's pretty much. I think, you know, more and more people are starting to come to that realization, you know. I mean, you don't even have to like Trump at this point, but if you're voting for Biden, stay home, because you got a problem. Because, I mean, there are so many clips, clip after clip after clip. You know, the hairy legs one just. You know, that's all you need to know about this guy. He's talking about kids rubbing his hairy legs and watching the hair come back up by the pool, and he loves kids jumping on his lap. You know, I said he's talking about roaches, and you're like, what? What does that even mean? You know, so if you are a Democrat and you can't vote for Trump, stay home. It's that simple, because you don't want this crazy guy near any kind of buttons that could do anything of damage.
But they could stay home and mail in their ballots if they were sent.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if you're voting for Biden at this point, if you even know how to address.
You don't need to. It's pre-printed and pre-posted.
You don't have to think.
Well, you have to actually get off the couch and go to the mailbox.
I'm pretty certain they have people to fill those out for them. I mean, just look at some of the things that are going on across the country.
Well, you know what? I can tell you something about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. They probably got.
And we got a couple of callers on the line to help us out with the subject.
I think they've got a new service called Dial a Fraud.
But I do want to correct you on something. Okay, Election Integrity Project California.
Oh. That's different than the national one, huh?
Yes.
And fortunately, very different from the Transition Integrity Project.
I'm not sure who that is.
We also have Ruth and Katie on the line to join in on this conversation. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, which one's that one? Linda?
I'm Hello? Ruth. Linda just sent me a text that she's trying to call in, but the line is busy.
I think somebody else is on the line there. There's somebody else there.
Mark?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Kay.
Oh, Kay. How you doing?
Oh, fine.
Kay Graves?
Wilson.
No.
Wilson. Oh, okay. Okay, so I think now that we've got everybody here, where should we start?
Am I on?
Yeah, yes. Do you have a question or comment, Kay?
Yes, I do. I was listening on the prior program, and I didn't hear that you have to take your, if you're going to vote in person, you need to take the ballot that was sent to you with you.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have loose ballots out there for fraud.
Yeah, I was looking over my ballot yesterday. Go ahead, Patty. You had something to say?
So it used to be that you would, if you had a vote-by-mail ballot and you chose to vote in person, that you took it in and you surrendered it, they wrote surrendered on it, and they put it in a specific box or bag.
You have to do that this time, too.
Is this still Kay talking?
Yes.
Okay, so, no, they've changed
No, they haven't, because I voted. I've already voted, and in Shasta County, you have to take the ballot that was mailed to you.
Well, I'm glad she's doing that.
Okay, so that's good, because then otherwise you've got a ballot floating around out there that has no signature. I mean, and of course they're going to check all the signatures, right, they say. But
I would suggest just taking the whole envelope that you have.
Right.
With you. And because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, it is absolutely essential that people do that so that there is not the potential of somebody else voting that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of this exercise, to be honest.
Yes.
Well, it depends on which side of the aisle you're on, I guess.
Well, you know what side of the aisle I'm on.
There you have it. Yeah, an honest election would be a great, refreshing thing. Thanks, Kay. We appreciate the input.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
But that's the problem is that, you know, we're worried about, I mean, did California set this thing up to do the mail-in ballots because they want to have an honest and integrity in this election to make sure that, you know, every vote is counted and it's fair, right?
Well, how about go ahead and bring Ruth on and let her answer that for you.
And by the way, Linda will be calling in shortly, Ruth.
What do you say to that, Ruth? Do you think that this was all set up so that we make sure that everybody gets to vote, you know, and there's no voter suppression and all that stuff, and to have an open, fair, honest election in California?
I think it's very suspicious. That's certainly the reason that they all gave, making sure that no one would have to risk their health and their lives in order to vote. And we pointed out when we objected to this law before they passed it that California's already got that protection. Anybody who doesn't feel that they can step outside their door to go vote in person, all they have to do is pick up the phone and dial a number and say, send me a ballot this year. You don't have to fill out a paper. You don't have to qualify. And anybody who could use the phone could get a ballot. So that was already taken care of without forcing a vote-by-mail ballot down the throats of those of us who know better than to vote that way. And so in releasing ballots across the state to every registered active voter on the voter rolls, they have unleashed monumental opportunities for fraud, which we're seeing on a daily basis as reports come in, people receiving ballots that belong to someone who lived in their location 10 years ago, people receiving ballots of people who died a long time ago, people receiving ballots of people they never heard of, because the voter rolls are so unmaintained that the deceased and the people who've moved out of state are not removed from the voter rolls. And so we have a very big opportunity for a manipulated election. And I know that they knew that. So that's why it's so easy to say, you know, we know what your true agenda really was from the beginning.
Right. Well, I heard that they got sued and they were supposed to clean the voter rolls up. What's up with that? They didn't do it. They just decided to ignore the law, which is really shocking, you know, considering, you know, Gavin Mussolini in charge of everything, or I'm not sure who is the Secretary of State right now.
Alex Padilla.
Oh, wow, yeah, he's a stand-up guy. So
Election Integrity Project did sue the Secretary of State and the Registrar of Voters of Los Angeles County for unmaintained voter rolls because this is a federal law, and they are supposed to follow the federal law for maintaining the voter rolls. And we did win a summary judgment on that, and there was some improvement. The Secretary of State updated the manual that he uses to train all of the registrars of voters on how to maintain the rolls, and there has been some movement in the counties to clean some things up, just not anywhere near enough. Plus the fact that the federal law is really faulty and that it makes it very difficult to remove someone from the voter roll. Say, for example, that I find out someone is registered at my address, and I've never heard of that individual in my life, and I'm getting election materials from that person, and I have lived in my house since it was built. Well, I can let the registrar of voters know that, but that person can't be removed from the voter rolls on my say-so. He can only be removed if he asks to be removed or if he shows up on a death registry somewhere. So all those people are still there because of the difficulty of getting someone off the voter rolls. And I'm not making excuses for the state. There are at least 500,000 people on the rolls right now that should not be there by federal law. They should be gone. But then how many more are on there that should be gone, but the federal law protects their still being?
Wow.
With that, we do need to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll get Linda on the line with us, and we'll pick this conversation up. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
They're at it again. Yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 23. 23 is funded by one labor union that's pushing their own political agenda. In doing so, this labor union is risking the lives of 80,000 dialysis patients. 23 is dangerous for patients, and 23 is costly for taxpayers. 23's bureaucratic requirements would increase healthcare costs by hundreds of millions of dollars every year. 23 will mean higher insurance premiums and higher taxes for everyone. That's Prop 23, the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. Join the California Medical Association and the American Nurses Association California in voting no on 23.
At Paid For By No on 23, stop the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. A coalition of dialysis providers, nurses, doctors, and patients. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. That's some Scottish fighting music. That's what we're all about.
I'll tell you what, it had me jumping up and down there for a minute. I'm like, all right, let's go. Where's the brawl at?
That's it. I mean, and that's what we're in. We're in a fight. If anybody thinks this isn't a war, then you're not paying much attention, because this is a war for the country. This is a war for the values of America. This is a war for our sovereignty, our freedom. You know, this is a war against evil, tyrannical totalitarianism trying to take over. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't take a whole lot of research to figure out that what these guys are trying to do with the virus, with changing the laws and all of that stuff. So with that said, let's get back to our guest. And Linda, you're with us now?
Are you there, Linda?
I am.
All right. So we've got Linda Payne on the line, and we've got Ruth. So
my question is, the first question is, we've got some court decisions lately that have come down and have been in favor of, keeping the integrity of the election in some other states. Could you talk a little bit about that and tell us, because I'm hearing that the courts are starting to go against this movement of, this ballot harvesting and the time limit of counting the ballots after the November 3rd election day. Hello?
We have serious problems here in California because
yes, there have
been
for the most part, a lot of people. Hold on a second, guys. You guys are talking over each other. And evidently
can you hear each other?
No. I'll be quiet. Let Linda talk.
Go ahead, Linda.
All right, thanks.
Okay. So the challenging thing for us in California is that even though the issues are being talked about regarding ballot harvesting and the manipulation of elections in other states on the East Coast, we seem to be pretty much ignored on the West Coast. And the same issues that are taking place and getting lots of media attention, like ballots being found and people getting multiple duplicates and ballots from other people, and court cases, even on the West Coast, it's just never quite making the news. We filed a case in our EIP Nevada, in Nevada with our EIP Nevada team, regarding their passing a law that pretty much implements California's laws, and we've filed cases here in California, but in California we're losing them. Some of it is being able to argue them better on our part, in all fairness. But the other side of the argument is we have judges that, in my opinion, appear to be biased on the side of allowing bad law to continue to be implemented. But I have to tell you, the good thing about Californians is Californians are fierce and fight back, and no matter how much the media doesn't talk about the hundreds of actions being taken on by citizens in California from the south to the north and all across, Californians are still stepping up, and we are continuing to ask them to help us to provide evidence. We need to file a major case before the elections here in California, because what we're hearing, because so many Californians are educated, what we're hearing just in the last 2 days, in one county we have people who are providing harvested ballots from the March primary and turning them in. So how is that possible? So because of ballot harvesting, we see ballots that were harvested early and not turned in March, but now they're trying to slip them into to headquarters. So we're also seeing ballots that are dropped in bushes, a box of them dropped in one of the counties yesterday. And I'm not going to name the counties just yet, because we're in the process of getting this information to our attorneys, and it's EIP's stance that we now need to bring the FBI into California. The kinds of reports we're getting are incredible, frankly, and it's across the state, thousands of ballots across the state being delivered that should have been delivered, 458,000 ballots that belong to deceased or people who have moved that should have been moved to the inactive list are now out there, and people are now calling us about what they're receiving. And I'll let Ruth comment if she wants to comment.
coming from there.
All right, Ruth, did you hear all that? I'm not sure she can hear us, so...
Well, they're supposed to be able to hear.
Excuse me. Yes, I was finally able to hear Linda.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead and make a comment on that, Ruth.
Well, your question was about other states as well, and it is nice to know that some states are fighting back, and some of the courts in other states are upholding the fight back, so that the extension, for example, the ridiculous extension in California of saying, well, you can postmark your ballot and mail it by election day, and we'll take it 17 days later. Well, I don't really think the mail is going to be held up that far, but the concern is that the law continues to say if there's no postmark or if the postmark's illegible, then we'll take the date that the voter put on the inside. So that opens for fraud because you can mail it many days later, mm-hmm. and your postmark is the one, you know, the date that you put on it, because anyone with a little bit of unscrupulous tendency can figure out how to get that ballot delivered without a postmark so that the date inside is one that counts. And that'll be a terrific way to manipulate, particularly down ballot races that are very, very close.
Well, so it also gives them time. Doesn't it also give them time to assess how much they need as far as the ballots to be able to cheat so that they can come up with a number that's going to work for them?
Exactly right. And they have, of course, had this opportunity to scoop up all these ballots that went to people that didn't exist and ones that we're hearing stories of someone called me and said, somebody went through our neighborhood last night and just opened every single mailbox looking inside. It was the same day the ballots arrived. So they were clearly looking
wow.
to steal ballots. But, yeah. So all of that adding together adds up to, hey, come on in, a ballot thieves. You know, we're not going to do anything about it here in California. And that's right.
Well, it's taking place in so many places across the country. Just 2 days ago, in Carlton, Merrill candidate was jailed on 109 felony counts of voter fraud, and he faces 25 counts of unlawful possession of a ballot, all several degree felonies, and 84 counts of fraudulent use of mail-in ballot applications. And we're already seeing some places which are turning away a vast amount of votes because the signatures don't match, and you know it's just going to create confusion and chaos within our system. We have one party that's trying to change the rules at the last minute, and it seems to be intentional. I'm not sure. How much do you guys know about the Transition Integrity Project, and can you guys fill us in on any information that we might not be aware of on that?
Well, this is Linda. We're very aware of it, and because we've had to deal with it, there was a talk show host who accidentally intermingled our name with theirs and showed our website. So for a short time period, people were contacting us thinking we were the ones doing the mischief of the Integrity Project. And so that's been cleared up. But because of that, we became very aware of what it is that they're doing and what they're focused on. But we're concerned about it. But I think what we the people have to do is be as organized as they are. And this year, we are training more people across the state than ever before because we're training citizens to be aware and to observe. This time we're doing all of the training via Zoom, and Ruth is doing that training to make sure that everyone understands the election laws and what integrity looks like and what we should be watching for. And the interesting thing, though, you asked about the Integrity Project and the possibility of creating chaos. We're already seeing some of that chaos in California's last-minute passage of regulations that are attempting to, number one, prevent observers from observing, and number two, allowing for ballots to be considered as a piece of paper that someone writes who they want to vote for, and sending it in an envelope, and then it will be transitioned onto a official election ballot once it gets there. The last-minute rule changes to California, in my opinion, should disqualify California. Ruth, I don't know if you want to comment more on the laws of this last-minute regulations, which are unconstitutional and truly open the door.
Sure. Well, before we go, I'm sorry, we have to go to another break, and then we can pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Just reading the sign.
Yeah.
But
before we get to our guests, I want to let the listeners know that they can call 605-4655, and Travis will take their questions if they don't want to put it in the chat room because we've got both lines tied up, but they can't call that. And Travis will try to get to your questions and get them to us so we can ask the guests.
You know, and listening to what Linda was saying right there about, just write down on a piece of paper who you're voting for and put in the...
Hold on, I misquoted. It's 4565. 4565. 605-4565.
Okay. So, but you could just write down on a piece of paper and submit it, and that's supposed to count for a vote? Give me a freaking break. No room for fraud there.
And they're taking the ballots from March, too, and implementing into this election?
If they come in all pieced and pasted together like something from Ted Kaczynski,
this is bizarre.
It is bizarre.
And this just happened recently, like in the last week or something, correct?
Well, California has been cheating for a long time. Ever since Ronald Reagan was, we used to be a Republican state. And then all of a sudden, things started changing.
Well, yeah, and one of the things we were discussing a little bit, because I've been talking about this a little bit for at least the past few weeks, is the Transition Integrity Project. Not to be confused with the individuals we have on the phone, which is the Election Integrity Project right now. The Transition Integrity Project is something that should throw everybody into a state of fear and panic, and you need to watch these polls, because what they're game planning on this, they have an ambiguous result, clear Biden victory, clear Trump win, and narrow Biden win. And what's the scariest thing on this is in the third scenario, which is a clear Trump win, where he wins the popular vote and he wins the electoral vote, in both of those cases, by a landslide, they then want to threaten secession. I'll read this right here. The gameplay ended in a constitutional crisis with threats of secession, the potential for either to decline into an authoritarianism or radically revamped set of democratic rules to ensure the popular will prevail, meaning the abolition of the Electoral College, making D.C. and Puerto Rico states, and other changes. Key moves and actions include, and then it goes on. We'll end up posting this. I just sent this to Mark.
Yeah, I'd like to look it over, but I don't see it having a snowball's chance in hell of even getting there, because if Trump does get reelected, they'll bring out the National Guard on these guys as quickly as your head will spin, and they'll take care of it in a matter of hours, because this is intimidation. This is what these guys have been doing all along. It's intimidate, threaten, do whatever you can if you're losing. You know, in the meantime, what have they been doing? They're losing with their intimidation and threats. So I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with these guys won't try it, but I don't think they're going to win this thing, because if you look at the red states across the country and the red counties, they're absolutely overwhelmed. And so you've got some blue states on the west and the east coast where there's going to be problems, but there's already problems.
But what we have right here is we have one side that's playing fair, us. We don't want to change anything. We want to keep the integrity of our election. And one side, which is trying to flip the board at the end of it when they don't get their way.
Right.
So we have a clear win, and we already I have yet to vet this, but I saw it in a post that was related to Hillary Clinton's personal attorney. He said, we're leaving the union and we're taking all the blue states.
Well, again, you got to take those guys with a grain of salt, because if they get this Supreme Court nomination done before the election, then if it goes to the Supreme Court, it's just they're not going to get what they want. But and at the same time, what this sparks of is total desperation, because this last week what came out is Hillary was directing the plan at Trump. Mm-hmm. Hillary had the plan approved to go after Trump with the Russia collusion and all this stuff by Biden and Obama. And so there's a lot more at stake here at the end of the day, because they're looking at possibly prison and even worse if they're convicted of that. So they're desperate to say anything and do anything. But let's get back to our guests.
Yeah, and before we do, I got a couple questions coming in for you guys. One is, can you tell people how they can track their ballots?
Yes.
And then two, will they accept a pre-filled out ballot? And I'm not sure
what does that mean?
Exactly what that means.
So
caller or whoever can call back and clarify that question.
Well, who wants to fill that question?
Ruth,
I can do
that one.
Ruth?
Okay.
Yeah. there is a system that has been set up by the Secretary of State pursuant to a law that the legislature passed, saying that they had to create a system whereby people could track their ballots. And it's very simple to find on the Secretary of State's website, and most of the county registrars of voters have a link to it. You can just type in your search engine, where's my ballot? Or you can type in ballot track, that would be T-R-A-X. And either one of those things will get you to the form to fill out. And the first part of it is kind of a moot point now because the ballots have already been mailed. But if you sign up for that and tell them how you want to be notified, either by
a robocall or by a text message or by an email. When your ballot is actually put in the mail to you, the scan barcode on that will then directly link to the ballot prep system, and you will get the message, hey, your ballot's on the way. And I did sign up for that, and I did get that message. But I was also supposed to get a message that said, hey, your ballot has arrived. And I still have not received that message. My ballot arrived a week ago. So I don't know how well it's working. If you're choosing to use that vote-by-mail ballot and turning it in whatever way you do rather than going to the polls and voting in person, then that ballot ostensibly by the system continues to be tracked. And you get notified when the red star of voter's office has received your ballot, and you should get one more notification when your ballot has been cleared for counting.
So you can't count the ballots if you vote in person, but only if you use the mail-in ballot?
Well, this is the
you can't track your own ballot, I mean, your own ballot.
Yeah, the purpose of the system is to track your vote-by-mail ballot. The only way you can track it is by an identification code that links to the voter. If you're casting an in-person ballot, you're not casting, you are casting a secret ballot instead of one that is connected to the voter. So that's one of the reasons that it's safer to do that. So once your ballot gets turned into the box at the polling station, they no longer know which ballot is whose. So if your system is working, and that's why we have observers, so that those ballots are transported in a sealed box to the registrar's office. That sealed box is open, and they go through the tabulator. There's very little possibility of that ballot getting lost or messed around with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to backtrack just a little bit, and I want to say something about what Dave had to say, because he's got a very, very valid point. Is that, you know, when we go back to the night of the debate between Biden and Trump, and Chris Wallace asked a question about, you know, white supremacy and militia, and would Trump disavow those? And I think this is what is happening here, is that they were trying to link white supremacy to the militia, because if this whole thing does come apart, you got the militia, who's American citizens, patriotic American citizens, that will enforce that election as well, and the numbers are staggering as opposed to these idiots from Antifa and whatever.
Well, and to that, what people need to understand, because I was live streaming at the time of the debate, and I was appalled by the question, because you have a debate manager who is asking the president if he would disavow the Second Amendment.
Well, and that's my point here, is that to link white supremacy with militia is so disingenuous. It's like saying that you're not black if you don't vote Democrat. What it does is it eliminates the possibility that the militia is a legitimate organization to stand up and fight for our Constitution and link it to white supremacy. That's why Chris Wallace is such a black-hearted piece of.
Well, and did you notice just 2 days after that, it was 2-3 days after that, we had that militia attempt that was over there. They're labeling them a militia.
They're trying to, because they're afraid of the militias. They're afraid of the militias standing up.
Well, and when you go through and you look at who those people were not right-wing. I have them on video, and I've posted a video and made a video about them in their actual words. They're anarchists. They're against cops. They believe everybody in the government
right.
is system of slavery. Who does that sound like to you? Does that sound right wing?
No, I get it. So let's move on. I just had to address that because
okay.
It's been bugging me for a week.
I got clarification on the one question. The lady was asking, can she bring a sealed ballot into a precinct?
Yes.
That was her question. And then another question we got coming in.
Well, let's clarify that. She can bring a filled-in ballot into the precinct. Then she would need to have it sealed into her vote-by-mail ballot envelope and properly sealed and signed, and then she could turn it in there. But the other thing she could do with that ballot, whether it's filled out or whether it's blank, is she can ask to surrender it and say, I don't want to use this ballot because it's not as safe as an in-person ballot. And they would have to write the word surrendered all over the front and back of the ballot and the envelope so that it can't be used by anyone else. And then she could get a plain ballot that she marks and turns in that day, which is a safer ballot because it doesn't have to be processed. So I didn't know which direction that question was going, so I wanted to get the alternative.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And then the other question before we go to a break is, how do I volunteer?
for EIP?
Well, a good place to start would be our website. And that would be at www, E for election, I for integrity, P for project, EIP-CA for California, .com. And then just go to the California page, go to the link that says take action. And we have all kinds of opportunities for volunteering. And right now our training schedule is up. And you can sign up for one of our poll observing trainings by just clicking on the link and getting started.
How important is it to have these poll observers out there?
Well, we've had them out since the election of 2012. We have amassed volumes and volumes and volumes of documentation. Part of that documentation was helpful in our winning the lawsuit that we did file against the Secretary of State and against Los Angeles. It's going to be very important in the future, because the more documentation we have as to what's going wrong and what laws are being flouted and what opportunities for election manipulation are out there, the more we get a chance to use our legal team. And we are in a better state now than we have been in past years because of we're becoming better known and people are understanding what we are doing. And as we get the donations and the grants, we will be able to fund further lawsuits that are bolstered by all this documentation. If nobody's there to see it, then it didn't happen, basically, is the way that it is.
Yep.
The other thing I want to point out for observers is we've had some very, very good luck in the past elections that our observers do more than just take notes and then tattletale later. They are trained by California law in the appropriate way to intervene right at the moment that something is going wrong and shouldn't happen. And if they do it correctly, which we train them to do, we have been able to change things at the moment of the infraction so that whatever was going wrong gets fixed. And not only is that voter then saved, but all of the rest of the voters for the rest of the day in that location are now going to be treated properly because we have straightened the poll workers out and what the procedures are. So it's very important to recognize that it's more than just a take note and paddle, but it actually fixes things at that moment.
Very
all
good.
Right. And with that, we do need to go to a break. Again, if you want to call in, the number today to call in is 530-605-4565. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Ariel Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications. They're waterable and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
And we're machoing out, as opposed to nachoing out. wow. Okay.
I just want to point something out, though, that we were just talking about. Anybody can go in and observe at the polling booth. I don't think a lot of... I didn't realize that. You don't have to have training.
Mother Goose in the chat room just signed up. She signed up for on-the-spot intervention.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Very good. So that's what we want, is we want people to get more and more involved. I got two questions for whoever wants to field them. How long after November does California have to count the? Is that
how many days?
Is that current? And what's the deal on Padilla's regulations that were just passed?
This is Linda, and I'll take that one. The regulations were unnecessarily passed because they'd already gone through the proper role of legislation to pass AB 860, which, by the way, Ruth did an amazing job getting an amendment added to that legislation that prevented them from sending ballots to those on the inactives. But this regulations that were passed under cover of darkness were passed unconstitutionally and in a way that it did not allow for citizens to weigh in. They didn't really have to address additional quote-unquote COVID emergency issues because it was covered in AB 860. What they're attempting to do with that is influence the elections in the way the transition integrity election is talking about, which you mentioned earlier, and that is to throw so much chaos into the system that no matter what California's laws are, they're going to create such chaos that it will be impossible to truly count California's elections. And it's our opinion that we need to go on the offensive to address this right now before Election Day. And we'd like to keep everyone posted on that. But one of the ways we do that is documentation. We already know that the Democrat, and this is not a partisan statement, it's factual, the Democrats are already hiring 600-plus attorneys to throw every election into the courts. And so the Trump administration is following suit. Well, if anything's going to go into the court, the Trump administration needs factual evidence to take to the court. That's something we can do in every state in the union. EIPCA is poised to do that, and we need hundreds. We already have trained 1,500 for ballot observation. We've got 1,000 already lined up for in-person polling observation at the polls, and we'll take 2 more days after Election Day to train citizens to continue to observe ballot processing. However, the challenge of the emergency regulations is already to attempt to prevent us. You've got Alameda County put out their new regulations that they're only going to allow 2 at a time for 15 minutes. Wow. So EIP is not accepting that. We are fighting back. We're sending out a letter on Monday to the registrars to let them know California law allows us to observe every aspect of the election process. And that means stand close enough to see and hear and document and to ask questions. And that means when we see a procedure being used that is going to inhibit integrity, we have the right to ask a question about that procedure and challenge that procedure. So what they're attempting to do is prevent us from doing that very thing. By doing that for the last 10 years almost, we have the best documentation in the country. We need to expand that by huge numbers across the state. And if they're going to prevent us, we may be calling on the citizens of California to join us in protest in front of the registrar's office, citing those very laws that give us the right to observe. They can't use policies and procedures and quote-unquote emergency regulations to supersede the law. And that's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Now, in a republic, we the people choose. We the people have a say-so. And they're trying to supersede the form of government that we have as a republic by governing by fiat, basically by just making the rules up as they go. And we'd like to strengthen our list of media in California so that we can push into the national media to let the rest of the country know what's going on here. And that, like most other states don't have, is the right to observe like we do. And most states don't have the volume of documentation that we do. So we need to push California's documentation up to the president's team and let him know we have it. And if he needs it for the courts, he needs to look to California for the proof.
So I have another quick question for you. I was listening to somebody on the Glenn Beck program, and they were discussing the election process in Texas. And in Texas, they have an ability to have every person that's running for office can have a poll worker that's present the entire time that's there. Do we have anything like that that we can start reaching out to our elected officials and become their permanent poll worker to help them out and make sure that the integrity of our election is there? Is there anything like that for California or no?
No. And unfortunately, for all the 10 years that we've been documenting the issues in California's elections, there are very few legislators who have taken it seriously. Some have, and we are so thankful for them, but most have not. And what we are now doing, just so you all know, we have put tremendous amount of time and hours into preparing to document this election. Our data team has run the data in every swing district in the state. That's 19 counties worth of data. We've purchased it, and our team is running it against our VoteCal system. We've already identified where the problems are in the data, and we're providing that information not only to the Secretary of State and the registrars, but to the candidates this time, so that the candidates can have an idea of how many illegitimate ballots are probably out in their district. And we're encouraging the candidates to contact us through our website, sign up for the training, have their Get Out the Vote volunteers sign up for the training, and take the training and help us observe every minute that those ballots are being processed. Of course, what we share, we document on instant reports, but we can also share with others, our candidates, our family, radio shows, and we need to get that documentation out. What we see, we need to put through the airways, and even starting Monday, that soon.
Absolutely.
I posted...
And if I might add to that, this is Ruth. You said a couple of minutes ago that you don't have to be trained to observe, and that's true by law. But if we have a lot of people out there on the screen, they don't know what they're looking for, and they don't know what to do when they see something right or wrong, and they really could actually harm the effort of trained observers to get out there and do the right thing and a document with us. So do take our training before you just go out there and just try to observe something you don't know what to do.
I just posted that on my Facebook page, the training page, so you can get the poll observer training from the Election Integrity Project for California, and they have dates up here all week, Thursday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so there's a bunch
Are we able to video at polls?
Why
are
not?
We to take media? No, we're not allowed to do that.
Why?
Because you stand the chance of recording somebody's the way they voted.
Oh, I see. Well, what about outside the polls? If if they've got two black guys out there with billy clubs threatening white people to go in, can
stand back 100 feet and take a photo.
There you
and
go.
Okay. Send it to them.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. I guess we are at the top of the hour. Can you ladies stay on with us for a few minutes after the hard break?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll take this into the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health,
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump made his first speech since his battle with coronavirus last night.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling? Good.
President Trump addressing what was called a peaceful protest for law and order from the White House balcony.
I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I know you've been praying, and I was in that hospital. I was watching down over so many people. And I went out to say hello to those people, and I took a little heat for it, but I'd do it again, let me tell you. I'd do it again.
The president plans to hit the road starting Monday with a campaign rally in Florida. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that he thinks President Trump was right not to agree to changes in the debate format that would favor Joe Biden.
I think it's just another example of the Washington establishment, whether it's Republican or Democrat, wrapping their arms around Joe Biden and trying to put him in a protective cocoon all the way to November 3rd. So I think the president is right not to simply accept this unilateral decision by the debate commission.
He says he's surprised the commission didn't consult the Trump campaign before changing formats for the planned second debate. It has since been canceled. Rain from Hurricane Delta saturating states across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions today. The Weather Prediction Center says the once major hurricane is expected to drop 3 to 6 inches of rain on parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia, then dissipate over the central Appalachian states tonight. Azerbaijan is accusing Armenia of attacking large cities overnight in violation of the ceasefire brokered by Russia to end the worst outbreak of hostilities over the separatist Nagorno-Karabakh region in some years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 with water breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pets. Stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It can be used on surfaces and floors for Genesis 950 with 2/3 water. Apply to surface and clean with fresh water. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you'll receive a free spray bottle and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com. Code SALEM.
Microsoft says the Labor Department is scrutinizing its efforts to boost black employment and leadership at the tech company.
Microsoft disclosed that it received a letter from the agency last month asking about the company's June pledge to double the number of black and African-American managers, senior individual contributors, and senior leaders by 2025. Microsoft's general counsel says the firm's effort to improve opportunities, quote, are not illegal race-based decisions. It's not uncommon for tech companies to publicly tout efforts to increase staff diversity, given the industry's longstanding dearth of black, Latino, and female workers in technical and leadership positions. Jeremy House reporting.
The NFL has postponed the Denver-New England game indefinitely due to another positive coronavirus test. On the Patriots side, the game originally scheduled for today had been moved to Monday night. Now it's on hold. News and analysis at townhall.com. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended a massive military parade yesterday. It marked the 75th anniversary of the nation's ruling party. We get an update from correspondent Karen Shamus.
At the celebrations, Kim warned that his country would fully mobilize its nuclear force if threatened. Kim avoided directly criticizing the U.S. government, however, and instead focused on a domestic message. The leader urged his people to remain firm in the face of tremendous challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic and crippling U.S.-led sanctions over his nuclear program. Performers and tens of thousands of spectators roared as Kim, dressed in a gray suit and tie, appeared from a building as the clock struck midnight. Flanked with senior officials and smiling widely, Kim waved to the crowd and kissed children who presented him with flowers before taking his spot on the podium. His speech was expected to be followed by a parade of North Korea's military hardware. I'm Karen Chamas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Mind Radio there. That's an old one. A little Shambhala there.
Going back a little ways.
Anyway, we're back here with the Election Integrity Project people and explaining, you know, what's going on with our voting system and how to get involved, how to, start becoming a poll watcher. I posted that on Facebook again. So you can go in and get trained, get your training and figure out.
And maybe they can clarify, how long does it take for the training?
Hello?
Ruth, go ahead and cover that.
All right.
Is Ruth on?
Ruth, you there?
Yep. Yeah, I just got back on. Thank you.
How long does it take for the training, Ruth?
The poll observer training is about a 3-hour training because we try to be very thorough. We don't want to make any mistakes. So that people have to be willing to have a commitment of time. Our training for ballot processing observation, which is so incredibly important, is about exactly 90 minutes with a little bit of Q&A afterwards for those that want to stay. The ballot processing training is over at this moment, but we are doing our very best to reinstitute a couple more trainings either at the end of this month or the day after Election Day, so keep tuned on that.
Okay, good. I wanted to kind of move on here. Have you are you aware of the Omar Connected Cash for Ballot expose done by Project Veritas this last week or so?
We are, and we are really pleased with Project Veritas. In 2019, we met just with several organizations to share with them what we're documenting here in California, and that was one organization where we were able to give them clear understanding of where and how it's possible to manipulate the outcome of elections. So seeing their newest release, I was really pleased because they did exactly what needed to be done, and they looked exactly where at the places they needed to look in order to get to the underbelly of how elections across the country are being manipulated, not just in California.
Well, and do you think that's going to reverberate across the country if she gets convicted of this, because this is a federal crime. I mean, this is a felony, paying people to, ballot harvest illegally. I mean, if she gets arrested, do you see that as being something that is going to maybe, get people to think twice about maybe doing some of this ballot harvesting?
Well, it's my opinion it's going to have to be a lot more than that. I think it's a good step. But when you go back and look at what's being done in California that's not being covered, if we could see true prosecution of those who are organizing these quote-unquote legal ballot harvesting, yet not turning all the ballots in like they did in the one county I just mentioned, we need to find out who's behind that and why weren't all those ballots turned in at the end of the primary, because by not turning them in, if they were legitimately cast ballots and simply intercepted, like what Ruth mentioned now, those people didn't get to vote. That's a federal crime as well. We somehow have to reach the media who are covering this to come into California and pay attention. If California saw prosecution, then I think we'd see the rest of the country begin to realize that Californians did not vote to destroy their own state. They're not voting now to continue to destroy the state. The elections in California are corrupt. They have been being manipulated for the whole 10 years we've been documenting it. If something's done about that, then I think there's real hope.
Well, I see also that they arrested the New York elections inspector not New York, but New Hampshire election inspector, and has been arrested for involvement in double voting cases and so forth, and it has been swept under the rug. I mean, it seems like all this stuff's going on the East Coast. I'm just wondering if somebody's going to turn their attention to California, because, like you say, these guys have been cheating for a long time. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be a blue state.
But what we're being told from people on the East Coast that we're very connected to is they believe that California is a lost cause. And even for our case in Nevada, a federal level attorneys who could have helped didn't feel we could lose, we could win, and so they didn't want to be on the losing side. So it's still too political, this whole thing of voter fraud and the whole category. It's political. So those who make money off of writing about and talking about voter fraud and just for the short period of time covering all this stuff, but then they go away the rest of the time period, election to election. And that's why we're in trouble. We have to fight this fight whether we win or whether we lose, and that's what EIPCA is doing. We know we may not win these cases, but we have to take them into court. And right now, we need to file action against the Padilla for these unlawful, unconstitutional regulations. And the problem is it takes money to file court cases. So as long as people believe that California's lost, it's going to be tough to fight it here.
Well, we've got to get Trump reelected and take over Congress, I think, is part of what's happening here. And I think they figure they can afford to lose California and still win big on the national stage is why there's probably not much activity here. Like you say, they're already assuming it's a lost cause.
Well, and what concerns me, too, though, is that across the board we have, like, the district attorneys in these places will be the ones deciding whether or not they're pressing charges on these cases. And so, like, over here, this is just as of October 7th of this year, billionaire Democrat mega donor George Soros recently gave $1.5 million to George Jason's campaign for Los Angeles district attorney to unseat L.A.'s first female D.A., the first black female D.A. And this is what we're seeing, is he's electing these individuals that are being very soft on crime, that are going after homeowners and stuff like that. I'm concerned in these areas that they won't prosecute and bring charges on these cases of fraud.
Unless there's enough evidence, and we're already getting that evidence even in L.A. County. We began to get reports from citizens who have trained with us for a long time, and they're very active. We have 138 citizens in L.A. County already signed up to observe ballot processing. So people are stepping up, even if the cameras aren't on them. But already we're learning in the multiple races in L.A. County that people are getting multiple ballots from their neighbors. We're finding that a district, people in a particular district who received their ballots early, turned out the ballot was for a different district. And so as we were able to look into it, as Ruth said earlier, we look into it immediately. We don't save it till afterwards. Their district they didn't actually get a ballot with the wrong district. The district was changed on them, but none of the citizens were alerted to that.
Wow.
So that needs to be illegal. But again, if we're documenting it, there's nothing short of documentation that will go into the court, and we're asking the federal government to come into California, send marshals, do what they need to do, but California is functioning as a banana republic right now in the way that the elections are absolutely so easily manipulated with these new regulations. I think the state of California, citizens across the board, if they were to join us in calling for that, it would make a difference. And possibly if we were visible. So if we were peaceful protesting, showing that we oppose the unlawful regulations that are making it possible to, vote on a piece of paper, if we would get cameras on it, it might draw the attention at least of the president, who I do believe cares about what's happening in California, because he addresses some of the issues here. But they have to take action, and they have to hear the people asking for it. Otherwise, they continue to believe the narrative that Californians are in agreement with the legislators here and the governance here, and that we're voting for this insanity. So if we're not, we need to get out in public and show them that we're not. And we have to put cameras on it. Some of the best coverage of the riots were from people who were there with their cameras, posting them to blogs. And they eventually pushed those that film up to Tucker Carlson and Ingram and some of the other. So we have to do it that way. We have to follow the lead of those on-the-ground journalists who got past the blockade. We need those journalists in California.
Well, it's the citizen journalists that are coming into their own at this point. I mean, if you look at 10 years ago when we started, you know, working here at the radio station and this program, I mean, it wasn't anything like it is now. Now you've got everybody out there understanding that they have to get involved because you know CNN is a manure factory. You know MSNBC is a manure factory. All these guys, these mainstream outlets have been lying to everybody for years and years and years, and it takes proof in order to combat them because they're still lying about everything. And, you know, even Fox News is getting to the point where I'm having a hard time watching it. There are a few exceptions to that rule. But they'd lose their audience completely if they didn't at least have a couple of conservatives on there. But that's how it is at this point, is that we have to get involved. The more people involved, the more documentation, the more people observing these things happening, the more chance we have of getting our state back from this communist insurgency, which is, you know, that sounds... That sounds like it's, throwing stones, but the reality of it is that's exactly what's going on.
And it takes all of us to get the information out. Like you said, 10 years ago we started this, you know, for alternative sources to get the truth out. And it's taking more and more of us to push it out to everybody. Everybody needs to just keep pushing it and pushing it. And it's starting to reach more and more, you know.
We're actually starting to win, I think.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the exciting thing is in these court cases, we're winning these court cases.
Yes.
We're winning these court cases, and they're going after Trump because when Obama left office, the worthless president that he was, he left 1,500 unseated judges.
And he's been filling those judge seats.
He's been filling them constantly. Yeah. Now they're claiming he's court packing. No, he's doing his job, that should have been done.
Court packing's different.
And with that, I'm sorry, but we do have to go to another break, and we'll come back after the break and pick this conversation up. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. Now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Thank you.
Little Boz Scaggs there. I guess I'm dating myself, but I don't care.
We're all in the same ballpark. Well, no.
Speak
David,
for
not
yourself.
No, not everybody.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so we're okay. Know? I want to bring up this thing about scanners. What's going on with the scanners thing?
Yeah, somebody brought in a question about scanners, and we're not sure what they meant.
There's scanners at the polling places. Or what?
Are they talking about maybe the thumb drives? I don't know. Do you guys know anything about scanners and ballots?
Ruth, you want to cover that?
Ruth, you there?
Yes, if I'm interpreting the question correctly, a lot of different precincts have had for quite some time a situation where after you fill out your ballot, you then feed it into a scanner. The purpose of that scanner is to determine whether you have made a mistake on your ballot, like voted twice in the same race or something like that, and give you an opportunity to fix anything that you did wrong. These scanners do not count the ballots. They don't do tabulation. They're just basically to find out whether these ballots are being made out accurately. Not every county has had them. However, that takes on a different meaning recently, but these new systems, especially the Dominion system and the proprietary system that was created in Los Angeles County, because now what happens is that whether you're voting on a paper ballot or you are voting on the machine, if you're voting on the machine then will print your ballot for you after you've marked it so you can double-check it and say, yeah, these are the votes that I wanted to cast. Then when you resubmit it to that machine, what happens is that while it puts it into a secure tank for delivery to the tabulation center, it takes the marks you have made on your ballot and converts them to a code, like a QR code or a bar scan. Then when those ballots at the counting center are tabulated, it's not the actual marks that the voter has made that are being tabulated at that point. It's the information in the barcode or the QR code. So a lot of people are quite concerned that there may not be enough double-checking or oversight to make sure that these scanners are accurately converting the voter's vote into the information that's in the scan code. So that is another concern for wanting to ask it. And by California law, and I'm not sure every county is following this law, but by California law, you have a right to walk into any polling location and demand a paper ballot. And they're supposed to have it available to give you. Now, whether or not they do, I don't know. That's just the law. For those people who really don't want to vote on a machine, some counties are all machine votes. Some you have your choice. So it's very mixed and matched right now. But that is a concern for people who understand this code conversion, that they're not sure whether they want to trust that machine has converted their vote accurately in that code.
Well, and unfortunately, it appears that there's dangers in all of it. More so now, obviously, with the mass amounts of mail-in. But the big dangers that I see also are from a hackathon convention at DEF CON in 2016. They had kids that were trying to hack in these voting machines, which were donated to the event. And the youngest was 9 years old, and I believe he was able to change all of the votes that were going through these machines within all of around 3-4 minutes, according to that took place there. And there's also Chinese components, which are in some of these machines as well, yes. That there's definitely a lot we need to be working forwards and striving forwards as a nation to ensure the integrity of our elections. And so far, the Democrats have been dragging their feet on it. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, there was actually a rivalry of sorts between the Democrats and the Republicans from a while ago. I was hearing about this yesterday, and I may not do it justice. You may know something about it, but they had actually said that you can't do anything to change new laws from a Republican basis to ensure the integrity of the election. And I think that recently just expired. As of a couple of years ago. Do you know anything about that? I'll try to get some more information on that and inform the listeners on it.
Hello?
I don't have a particular comment on that. I wonder if Linda does. I think what we need to look at is that California has
and I think other states have followed suit. California has had such a focus on accessibility and voting with absolutely no effort at all, trying to make it as effortless as possible to vote, even to the point where somebody can knock on your door, get your signature on a ballot that's already filled out, then you voted, supposedly. I mean, we have gone overboard to accessibility with no concern about the integrity that goes along with that. Accessibility is a really good thing. We don't want any barriers to be between a legitimate voter and their ability to vote. But what we do want is to make sure that we're not opening the door so much because of the accessibility that we have no integrity left, that we have no protection for the legitimate voter whose ballot is going to be canceled out by one that shouldn't have been passed and that kind of stuff. And so that's really the focus here in California. And it's hard to fight back against that because the minute you say, well, wait a minute, you shouldn't do this, then they yell at you about wanting to suppress the vote and all that kind of stuff. But everybody with any kind of a thinking brain understands there have to be protections. And that's what California has really lost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's like the fact you don't have to produce ID when you go in and vote. And the remarks in defense of not producing ID are racist in nature. Like, most of the people that are saying that, oh, we can't do that, they're saying things like, oh, black folks and Hispanics, they don't have ID, and they don't have that. And it's, what world are you living in? Well, everybody has ID now. You have to have ID to get a job. You have to have all the rest of these things.
Well, again, they use any excuse in the world, voter suppression, take your pick. It's all baloney. Everything they say, everything that comes out of these guys' mouth is projection on what they want things to be, to change the narrative to fit what their agenda is. And that's really what it's all about. I mean, anybody who can think with a reasonable sense of, a couple of brain cells clicking together on some neurons and creating a spark understands that these guys lie about everything. I mean, all you have to do is just follow them and do a little homework for a little while, then you start to see a clear pattern of deception.
Mm-hmm. I want to kind of go back to the scanner thing. Doesn't that also have to do with who's in control of the software for these machines? I mean, we've talked about this in the past, that some of the companies that overlook or, have the software may not be the right ones to be in charge of the booths.
This is Linda, if I can weigh in on that.
Yeah.
We have a research team that did 6 months' worth of research on these issues of the machines and the scanners. And what we learned is the core of the issue is contracts. Who are the states and counties contracting with in order to build these machines? And what we've identified is some of the owners of these contracts are not even American companies. The Dominion is owned by a foreign company, and they have offices throughout the country. But the challenge then to fix this goes back to what our president has done with bad contracts internationally. We have to go after the contracts and address it there. So what happens is the Padilla decertifies the machines in California, which forces the registrars to have to purchase new machines. There were 5 options made available to the registrars, and only one was American-made. Most of the registrars ended up going with the other four, and one was the one Ruth mentioned, the Dominion. So this is, again, going back to citizen oversight and reports. We need to continue to challenge contracts that allow foreign governments to be involved in our elections, basically. Some of the way these machines work, in one of our lawsuits, the registrar said he could not provide critical information to us first through an open records request and then even in the lawsuit because he said the information was proprietary to the owner of the documentation which came from the machine.
Wow.
So if you go to vote, you can't even make... The registrar can't say, hey, we'd like to see what your machine showed for these voters. and they're going to get a no answer if the company who owns the machine doesn't want to give it to them.
Well, and one of the things that I would recommend to you guys looking into, I have a coding background and I have an understanding about some of the software that goes into these things. I would like to see if you guys can try to put it to a vote and see if we can have screen recording of the entire process to where somebody who's an election official can go back and look at the entire process for the screen recording. Because in the lines of the code, what ends up changing in a lot of these hacks that we see, the hacks actually take place to where you go through and you look like you're voting for the person that you're voting for, but they change it on the back end. Now, if you had screen recording that was taking place the whole time, it'd be easy for an election official to go in and say, no, this person's ballot doesn't match up to what they put on the machine, and we have a fraudulent situation here. So if we had that could close a lot of the problems with the machines, and it'd be a lot harder to actually fake a video the entire time.
Let's go to a break, yeah, and then maybe you can make a comment after the break on that.
And with that, we'll take a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You may get disgusted. Start thinking that I'm strange. They keep talking on the ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worse or what is best. Just
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Austin, I like the sound of that. That's so good. All right, we're back, and so we want to answer the last question that was asked. And who wants to field that, Linda or Ruth?
Can you restate the last question?
So as far as the integrity of our voting machines and otherwise, if we could get some of the transparency on that and push forward some of those plans like screen record and otherwise on those machines and possibly get a proposition that's actually put forward to the people that we can vote on it to where somebody can go through and do that. Is that a possibility?
I think it is a possibility, but here's what's going to have to happen, and it's at the federal level. The federal laws impact the state laws, and what has to happen now, and EIPCA is calling for it, and that is we'd like to have a summit with the president and his team so that he can learn from the many state-level organizations that have poured time and resources into researching all these elements of how elections are manipulated and corrupted. So it's going to come down to if the president wins, then we open that door to saying we need to see major reform in our elections, both at the state and federal levels. And the only way he's going to be able to do that is to actually hear from us. We have actually been sending critical information to the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and members of Congress since 2017, and not once has something actually been truly done about the documentation we provided. We've been providing that documentation even within the last month, 200 pages worth, to an attorney at the highest level, and still nothing is done with it. And that's because right now they're all focused on an election, and they cannot comprehend truly how deeply election integrity is going to impact the outcome of the election. I do believe the president understands, but it's clear he's been given some of our information because he's using our language, but he's only getting talking points. Mm-hmm. And you can't fight corruption of an election process with talking points, but I think that's the best that he can do right now. But if we could pull together a summit with people who know about how to fix this, including that recommendation, that's a great recommendation, but it's not going to happen until after the elections, and it's got to happen nationally. It won't happen in California unless we can correct the corruption of California's elections, because we'll never get it passed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I was just thinking it's such an easy thing. There's so many programs that already can do that, and it would be such an easy way to give one more level of security that would make it almost impossible or at least very, very risky for an individual to do something like that. Now, we wanted to give you an opportunity one more time. Tell us where we can find you at. And tell us how we can donate to you and to your cause. And then I want to tell people, this is without a doubt the most important election of our lifetime. This is going to determine whether or not we move into socialism, whether we get with the Davos Project and we go to the Great Reset and we get nationalized socialism across the board, or whether or not we remain a free country. We keep our rights, we keep our values. And we move forwards from here by taking the Senate, by taking the House, by taking the Congress. And it's very, very important from the local level to all these other places. I want to reiterate that. This is something we've had a president that's been fighting tooth and nail without the powers supporting him within the House. He has been blocked at every single occasion. He has had this whole problem of these people making up this whole big conspiracy against him and actually doing a coup against him from some of the information that we're seeing. And we need to make sure that he has the ability in these next 4 years that whoever ends up getting in there after it is not going to be able to screw up our system. That's what we need to ensure. So where can we find you? How can we donate to you? And get out there and do that.
You can find us on we have what's now a landing page. It still is www.eip-ca.com. You'll land on a landing page where you'll see an icon for the four states that we're now working in, California, Arizona, Nevada, and Arkansas. So click on the California icon, and you will find a link to be able to volunteer. You'll find a way to donate. You'll find the press release we put out with those regulations on them. And we really, really appreciate you putting that out there. We are about to put a press release out now and a call for help with donations. We've got to take these regulations to court And because we're a 501c3 nonprofit, all volunteer organization, we can't do that without donations. But if we can prevent the regulations from being implemented, especially the ones that are unconstitutional, that might at least help us with a more ability to observe in on election day in the registrar's offices and in the polling locations. So EIP-CA.com landing page, click on the California icon.
Do you have a telephone number that they can call as well?
Yes, it's 661-313-5251. And if you want to talk about the legislation, Ruth, I don't know if you want to put your phone number out, but Ruth is our Director of Legislative Oversight, and she really has done an amazing job understanding various regulations and laws and how they're implementing this election. So, Ruth, do you want to just email you or?
Well, my phone number is on the website. That's the one that's listed as in contact. So you could get it there, but I do much better in getting back to people by email. So email is probably better to do. Ruth Weiss at EIP-CA.com.
Perfect.
Wow.
And I want to encourage folks, too, if you have the ability to, I know everybody's busy in this time, but if you can take the days off, if you can be a poll watcher, we need as many poll watchers as we possibly can get. It's all of this is a sacrifice for all of us. We all spend a lot of time on these things, but the most important things we can do right now as a nation and as individuals in the area is dedicate our time and dedicate our money to the causes that are going to make it to where we can still have time and money in the future.
Well, people don't have to, they don't have to give us a whole day. It could be an hour here, you know.
Just whatever
hours,
they could do,
right.
yeah.
Or a half a day, and it doesn't have to be, you know, several days in a row.
And when you sign up for the training, is that online? Is the training? Oh, so you can do it from wherever you're at.
It's Zoom.
Oh, okay. That's a big thing for me because it's hard to get out and get away somewhere. So if you got a computer or a laptop, you can go right onto Zoom and get the training from your house, and then sign up for whatever amount you can do help support this cause.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, if you're going to go observe, you don't have to, like, put down, like you say, an hour, you know, and log in or anything. So people can just pop in and out whenever they have
the free
time.
And you will talk to your county coordinator and you'll schedule.
Right.
Is there a P.O. box?
So the coordinator for Shasta County is Bob Holsinger, and the coordinator for Tehama County is myself and my husband, Mike Smith. So Mike and Patty Smith, and our phone number is 833-0265, and I don't have Bob's off the top of my head.
I don't know if I do or not.
Well, maybe look it up. While you're looking that up, I got to say, I'm going to parrot Dave a little bit here on the importance of this election. I just posted this on Facebook, and this is an exclusive update on video of Joe Biden calling for a Muslim jihad, and was created, translated, and promoted, endorsed by the U.S. government. I just posted this. You can't believe it. I watched it. And, you know, so here is the guy bending a knee, you know, to a Muslim jihad, and that's the guy that is running for president for us? I mean, what the hell is going on out there? You can't make this crap up.
Yeah.
So it's important that we all get out there. This guy's asking for 1 million Muslims to vote for him in the United States. And
that ought to be scary in itself, folks.
Just the fact that he's even there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying.
So
you know, that doesn't wake
and
you
this
up.
Is true. I mean, it's absolutely spot on. I just posted it. It's from the Gateway Pundit. It shows all the videos. I watched them yesterday. You can't make this crap up.
I have Bob's phone number.
Thank you, Patty.
It is 530-680-0862. So once again, 680-0862.
And
if you want to volunteer in Shasta County.
And you and Mike are Tehama.
Right.
Well, and, well, I'll tell you what, it's getting interesting. You know, the old Confucius curse, maybe you'll live in interesting times here. So you got that. And then I was just reading Mike Pompeo says he has Hillary Clinton's emails all the deleted emails, evidently, or at least they think they have them all, and they will begin releasing them before the election day. And Trump just tweeted saying, hey, you guys want to see all the emails?
Well, before you guys go, I want to thank both you, Ruth and Linda, for coming on and spending this time with us and going over so much of that information to get out to the people. I know I learned some stuff that I wasn't aware of that was going on and what we could do and how long it takes, you know, to get the training and all that. So that was great. And, you know, anytime you guys have something you want to get out or something has changed, you're more than welcome to call, and we'll get you on the program and get the information out for you.
Yeah, it's been great. We appreciate this. I'm going to go ahead and sign up myself and mark it on my calendar.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hey, you all have about, you have 10 people signed up in Shasta already who've taken the training, so you're...
Awesome.
In fact, I'll be calling the coordinators this weekend to give them spreadsheets. So you've got to start there in Shasta. So it's moving forward for you.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right. Well,
thank you guys
again.
So much.
We appreciate it, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Very
bye-bye.
Good. All right. What else have we got on the table? We got about 15 minutes here. Do we need
to
go to a break?
We're going to go to a break, and then we're probably going to have some other guests calling in to the rally.
We have a couple guests coming in from the rally up next.
So with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I am just a simple man working on the land.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can find me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Let me hop up on the mega challenge. I could kill it with my eyes closed. Call it mega challenge. The Dems can't reason. The Dems commit treason. While Trump stands stable, call it mega balance. The future of the country kinda iffy. If the snake in the grass, that little pencil neck shifty shift. And Biden gonna lose it, need to get a grip. Can't trust the liberal, I'm literal, you get my drift. Pelosi need to check into a rest home. You can see.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not a rap kind of guy, but I sort of like that one.
Well, listen to the message. It's pretty nice.
And this is the thing. Our culture is changing. People are waking up. The media is so left-leaning, and they're banning anybody else. I mean, that guy that you're listening to right there, that's called MAGA Challenge from Tyson James. And I wanted to bring that on because we have Robbie Turner and Ian, who I met yesterday at the Rolling Rally. We did have a question first, though, about a P.O. box that a gentleman was asking for because he didn't have internet in regards to the Election Integrity Project. What's a good P.O. box to be able to send?
Well, if they want to send it directly to EIPCA, and that's how you could make out your check, then you would mail it to 27943 SECO, and that's spelled S-E-C-O, Canyon Road, number 521, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. Or you can mail it to Patty Smith, but still make the check out to EIPCA, P.O. Box 207, Pasquinta, and that's 9604, and I can forward it on to them.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Patty.
Robbie, Turner, Ian, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about that rally yesterday? I'd say we had probably anywhere from 150, 200 cars out there rolling around with Trump flags.
That was great.
So tell us, what was your reason for being out there? You guys are all 16. I noticed you guys were a little bit young out there, all riding. Actually, you guys were wearing the Cape flags. I ended up wearing mine in this morning, too, to the radio show, and wearing the American flags, flying the Trump signs. What inspired you to get involved and start rallying for Trump, even though you're not at the age to vote yet?
So even though I'm not at the age to vote, I still think it's good to spread awareness about voting, just even if you're not voting for Trump, just voting. I think people need to get out and vote. And I think in a blue state like California, it helps kind of spread awareness for Trump, kind of showing people you got to look into more than just what the media tells you. You got to go deeper, dig deeper, look at only the facts. And, yeah.
So,
I don't know about the other guys, but that's one of the reasons I went.
For me, as Robbie said, like, I was out there because I want to spread, like, awareness, because this election, like, our future depends on this election right now, whether we're going to go up as a country or go down. And I want to spread awareness that about Trump and how the media is making him look really, really bad, and that if you really want to get the true story, look at the facts, look at the full clips of him, and not just listen to what everybody's telling you. Go look at it for yourself. And make sure that you can get your own opinion off of it.
That was one of my questions. Where are you guys going to get your information? I always like to ask the younger people that, is where are you going to get the truth? What platforms are you guys looking at?
You know, I'd say Fox News is definitely one of the good ones. Also, the WhiteHouse.gov has all of his facts.
Nice.
Yeah, like when I see a clip of Trump's speech saying something and the media claims, oh, Trump is a racist, he called immigrants race. And then I'll go to the transcripts of the speech, and I'll read the transcripts from the WhiteHouse.gov, and I'll say, no, look, if you read the transcripts, not just the cropped version of the speech, that's not what he said.
Very nice.
Yeah, you have to source everything these days because you can't trust any of the mainstream talking heads out there on anything.
Well, and I want to point this out. These kids are 16 years old, and they do the research that 99% of these liberals that don't have talking points that just say racist, bigot, sexist, and think that covers them for not having an excuse for having any facts or substantial evidence. These kids are going to WhiteHouse.gov, and they're actually reading the transcripts of what he said. So, like, when they try to misquote President Trump and say that he said that there's fine people on both sides in Charlottesville, he expressly, right after that, in the actual video that they crop out to the next piece, he expressly says, and I'm not talking about the white nationalists or the racists, they should be condemned completely, but they leave that part out and have been running this. And so,
That whole thing was about, with Chris Wallace, was about condemning the militia by linking them to the white supremacists. It had nothing to do with any of it. And they're constantly doing that kind of stuff. They're constantly trying to blur the transparency and make it something it's not. But this is a classic case of crying wolf. That's what's happened, and our younger generation is a lot more tech savvy, and more tech savvy as they get older than us, because they're growing up with this stuff since kindergarten. We didn't even get the internet till I was in my 30s or something.
So that's one of my questions to our guests: is are more of the kids your age around you, are they thinking like you guys are thinking and doing the homework and doing their research, or no?
I would say probably 10%, if that, more likely less.
Well, I applaud you guys for having your eyes open and knowing what's going on. Thank you.
And I wonder, too, I have this question, and I don't want to know the school names, but I want to know, are you guys public school, private school?
That was
school?
My other question. Thank you.
Or homeschooled.
Or homeschooled.
I'm public.
Okay.
I think this is going to be spreading like wildfire anyway. 10% is a good number right now because kids talk, and kids talk to each other. And, you know, before you get shouted down by your peers or whatever, but people are not putting up with it anymore. And they're you guys can sound off and make them go, look, here's the proof, here's the proof. And, again, you can only cry wolf so much before you realize that, you know, you're being lied to. And I think you guys demonstrate that beautifully.
Well, you know, yesterday I was at the Olive Festival in Corning with a Jefferson booth, and I had some Trump hats there, and the youngest person to buy a hat was probably 10, and we had like probably 4 kids buy Trump hats, and the oldest one was probably 19. But, you know, we were just thrilled. You know,
well, you're seeing more and more people of the next generation are waking up because, again, you can only be lied to so much.
Yep.
I was wondering what was going on yesterday because my neighbors, the kids, 2 boys and a girl, got in their pickup trucks and put flags on the back of their truck, and they tore out. It's like, I wonder what the hell they're up to today. Well, now I know what you guys were doing.
I had a giant Trump flag sticking out of my moonroof and 2 American flags on either side.
Very nice.
It was great. I loved it. And so are you guys going to be there at the next one that's going to be taking place on November 1st?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us anything
about
that event?
Yeah, tell us all about it.
So that event, go on, tell us.
I was saying, I just believe it was either going to be at the rodeo grounds they were hoping for, if not the Anderson River Park. You probably know more about that.
I am still actually waiting for confirmation, but I'll go ahead and update folks as we get closer, because it really is. It's a sight. It's a spectacular sight to see. A lot of it's on Facebook. There's a group, Stake, in NorCal. And they've been posting a lot of that information as well, and also things here about our community. And that's on Facebook, and it also is on Wimkin. And I'd encourage everybody out there, especially you guys and our younger generation out there, to get off Facebook. They're suppressing our voices. How have you guys been doing as far as censorship on media? Tell us about that a little bit.
You know what? I haven't really had a problem with that. I don't post much about politics. But when I do, I don't really have a problem with it. I know I've seen a lot of, you know, this is app called TikTok. It's started to be a big platform. There's a couple of people I know on there that have had really big problems with that. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It really is sad. I don't know why they're doing that, but it needs to be stopped.
Yeah. Well, and it'll be very interesting moving forwards, but I'd encourage you guys, there's other platforms. There's one, Wimkin. It's a Facebook alternative. We actually had the creator of it, who was on a couple weeks back, who he ended up telling us about his platform, why he started it, and it's Wimkin, and he's actually been having a massive influx of users to it. In fact, he had to do some maintenance and buy some more servers yesterday and get some other things going on it because he had so many more people that were joining up and leaving Facebook. And then aside from that, there's another one, Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. That one is a free speech platform that won't censor political speech that is similar to YouTube. And then the last one is Parler, which is a Twitter alternative. So I would say check those out. And it's easy to build a following on them. It's easy to build people and not have your freedom of speech censored. Because what we're seeing with all these conservative voices is that they're being shut down, they're being depopularized, and they're actually having suggested feeds that are going on to things that are talking points against their talking points on almost every video that conservatives are posting in the suggested.
You know, it's like I was just looking on a few minutes ago about the fact checker. And do you realize that the fact checker is an international organization that, you know, gets approved by Facebook to check the facts? They don't even know who they are after. You know, and I got a fact checked on me, and it wasn't even in English, so I couldn't even translate it.
It's bizarre. But we're going to be closing here. I think we got about a minute left. we want to thank you guys for coming. Oh, less than that. Thank you for coming on the radio program. Anytime you guys want to come and tell us what's going on with the younger generation, you're more than happy to.
Remember.
Come on.
Remember. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And it's been KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I burned up my childhood days.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.